Panamanian Ambassador Ricardo Alberto Arias, the council's president this month, read the statement condemning the rebel attacks on the government and demanding an immediate end to the violence. He is heard here through a translator.
The Security Council calls upon member states to provide support in conformity with the United Nations Charter as requested by the government of Chad.
According to news reports, thousands of people fled Chad's capital as government forces and rebels clashed for a third day on Monday. Gunfire and shelling were heard throughout the city. Chad's UN representative sent a letter to the Security Council on Sunday requesting member states to provide aid and assistance in ending the rebellion. France's UN ambassador, Jean-Maurice Ripert, said the statement calls on member states to provide assistance to the legal government of President Déby, but would not say whether France, the former colonial power in Chad, would provide military help.
I guess there will be some request by the government of Chad addressed to some member states or to all member states of the UN, and we'll see. Well, what is important is that the Security Council allows the member state to do so and to answer the request for help and assistance of Chad.
France has some 1,500 troops in Chad, but Ambassador Ripert says they are not involved in any military activity. Sunday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an immediate end to the fighting. In a statement, a spokesman said Mr. Ban is profoundly alarmed by the dangerous situation in Chad, particularly in the capital. He expressed concern at the deterioration of the humanitarian situation and the displacement of several hundred thousand people. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.